Interesting news, the 17th of August 2022. A lot of interesting things have happened lately. Not all are good, but not all are bad either. The US Supreme Court has managed to anger both Democrats and Republicans. The ruling on abortion set the Democrats on fire, but the ruling on remaining in Mexico angered all the Republicans. You know what they say, if both sides are unhappy with you, you are doing a good job. It has been said Putin sold his soul to the devil. Well, not literally, but figuratively. Recently it was reported he made a deal with North Korea. Because of this debt, it is thought he owes them one. This is because North Korea supported the invasion into Ukraine. The Soviet Union's support of North Korea ended when it collapsed. Since then, the two, Putin and Kim, have been meeting, and it is thought Putin might block any measures by the UN to put sanctions on North Korea. Kim has said it is important to create a very powerful nuclear force, not just for defense. There are a lot of museums in the world. Some of them were created by collectors who wanted to share their collections with the rest of us. Sometimes this is a great idea, but other times you have to wonder why these people were interested in what they were. Then there are museums created by the various governments, both local and federal. One which I think is really gross and unnecessary, at least the way it is laid out, is the Capuchin catacombs in Sicily. There are all sorts of corpses on display. I believe the story of the catacombs could have been told without that. Astronomers have made what I think is an incredible discovery. When they examined the black hole at the center of our galaxy, they found it contained 99.9% of the mass at the center of the galaxy. All the stars, dust and gas around that area only accounted for 0.01%. The black hole is 4.3 million times as massive as our Sun. There have been a lot of theories in the past decades. Black holes might contain galaxies within them, or something similar. Black hole study is one of the most interesting at the moment. A new way is being suggested to search the solar system for life. NASA is building tiny robots which will be released into space. They will work as a group, much as the method for the drones when they fly in swarms. They will be able to enter planets, moons, asteroids and any other areas and search them. It is said they will also be able to dive into oceans, which is a very promising concept since many astronomers think there might be a better chance to find life there. Scientists think they have found a cheap way to turn methane into methanol. Why is this so important? The reason is methanol is used in so many areas such as chemicals, fuel and other areas. They believe they can make it using light. This has been called the Holy Grail of catalysts. Medicine and medical discoveries are steadily improving. This is the thing which might extend human life. Have you noticed how many people are living past 100 years lately? If not, just go on Facebook and see all of them celebrating that birthday. Scientists are developing a revolutionary foam. It will be able to heal chronic wounds. It is said it will be able to stop inflammation and create blood vessel growth. There is no doubt when perfected, this could be a game changer. A World War II U.S. Navy ship named the USS Samuel B. Roberts has been discovered at the bottom of the ocean off the coast of the Philippines. It lays at a depth of 23,000 feet. It was discovered by an undersea technology company. It sank on October 24, 1944 in the Battle of Leyte. There were 224 crew aboard when the Japanese sank the destroyer. 89 sailors died, including some who died from shark attacks. Other American ships were also lost on the same day and are yet to be found. Many of us, when we hear the word bacteria, think of microbes which are dangerous to humans, and indeed some are, but there are also bacteria which we can bend to our use. It was announced a method was found to make biofuel using bacteria. It is said to be extremely powerful. So powerful it not only can be used on jets, but also used to launch rockets into space. SpaceX used engines that use methane and their rockets do a fine job. An incredible breakthrough in brain science has changed the life of a partially paralyzed man. Scientists were able to hook up mechanical arms to his body, which are controlled by his brain. For the first time since being paralyzed, he was able to feed himself. This may seem like a little thing to some of us, but to this poor man it was a great leap forward. Something has been found on Mars that was unexpected. It was found by the Curiosity rover. It was organic carbon. Scientists think there is a chance it could be from ancient life. Recently, NASA scientists have found they need the rovers to dig deeper because radiation on the surface of Mars is said to penetrate down to 2 meters and destroys most proof of former life. The scientists have said they do not know where the biological carbon comes from, but this doesn't rule out from life. When Göbekli was found in Turkey, it was said to be the oldest temple complex in the world and was dated about 12,000 years old when people were supposed to be hunter-gatherers and moved from place to place. This complex would have taken many years to build, which meant people would have had to live there for years. Now, some scientists are saying they know where the people who built it came from, and it was Siberia. It is being said a genetic analysis has proved this. This temple complex uses large stones and contains many beautiful carvings of animals from that time. An old controversy is back, and that is sound might have been used to move rocks which weighed many tons. It is being supposed the ancients knew the secret, and while it was passed down for many centuries, it became lost but was rediscovered by a man named Edward Leeds Cullinan, who used it to not only build the Coral Castle in Florida by himself from stones weighing many tons, but also to move it to another location in one night by himself.